It's time to tune in to Hot Seat Haas. You are now tuned in to Hot Seat Haas. It doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, millennial, or straight up boomer. Give it up for your host, Hot Seat Haas. The following podcast contains explicit language. You can support this podcast within the Anchor app. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the Hot Seat Haas podcast. You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment. And now, your host, Hot Seat Haas.
One thing for sure, one law that was passed is clearly being practiced right now, because I smell some weed. Someone is smoking. All right. You smell that, Marsha?
It's time to tune in to Hot Seat Haas. You are now tuned in to Hot Seat Haas. It doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, millennial, or straight up boomer. Give it up for your host, Hot Seat Haas. The following podcast contains explicit language. You can support this podcast within the Anchor app. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the Hot Seat Haas podcast. You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment. And now, your host, Hot Seat Haas.
It is Hot Seat Haas. And we're going to talk some junk for like maybe 19 minutes. On my ride back from D.C., I found myself hitting this YouTube video that says Ish won't sign the JBP contract or the JBN contract. And it's new, so needing some content or entertainment for my ride back, because I had a few stops, I wanted to click on it. It's pretty interesting, you know. I watched the Joe Budden podcast on YouTube and on Patreon. I'm a Patreoner or whatever, a Patroni, by way of my brother. Because you know that's his. Actually, he pays the bill for it, and you can add somebody. So I'm on that, so I get a lot of the content. In which I watch, you would think that being that I have Patreon, I would watch these episodes before they hit YouTube. But I was on the realm when I first got to Patreon, and I was trying to, you know, catch up, or not saying catch up, but just look at, you know, the exclusive content. But anyway, this is interesting because they're talking about contracts or Ish signing a contract. I wonder if Ice signed the contract. I know he's got a manager. And if it's interesting, if Ish didn't sign the contract and Ice signed the contract or anybody else signed the contract, what made it cool for the rest to sign their contracts if they did? And as we can see, or as I'm watching, basically, you know, there's an at-will clause where you can get fired for, you know, any reason, no reason, whatever. And that's what Joe Budden has in that contract. So Ish is arguing, or Ish's lawyer presented another clause saying that, well, if you can fire me without any reasoning or, you know, whatever, then I should be able to quit whenever I want. And I agree. That makes sense. And more so with agreement, you know, I'm in like, what, 38 minutes of this 1 hour and 10 minute episode. And I'm even more convinced that it sounds ridiculous. Like, Joe sounds pretty wild. He sounds pretty misinformed or delusional or something like that. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. I worked in the South, right, in Atlanta. They have an at-will clause, you know what I mean, where they can fire you for no reason. You know what I mean? It happened to me at a time. And not saying fired, but they kind of take you off the schedule and they never put you back on. And they hope that you figure it out. Like, maybe I'm fired. You know what I mean? So it was never like a clear, you know, firing or, but, so I guess it was a mutual thing for us, you know, at the time, you know what I mean? And it was interesting because I always thought that was interesting, you know, that they could just pick up one day and just say, you know what, I'm gonna fire you. And in the restaurant industry, the service industry in which I've worked for the majority of my day while I was in Atlanta, I seen numerous people come and go. And some of them, you know, were clipped or fired or removed from their jobs because of obvious reasons. I saw one dude sniff coke at the host stand, white dude. and he obviously got fired. I didn't snitch on him. Somebody else snitched on him. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let him live. And it was, you know, a few other reasons that were very more my, you know, people stealing and, you know, stuff like that. People just, you know, a few of my homies just weren't, not saying they weren't, they shouldn't be working, but, you know, the attitudes and the way they choose, the words they choose when they speak into a manager or somebody, you know, they're not having that. But in a sense, I've seen plenty of employers, fire people for nothing. You know, for no reason. They just make up stuff. Especially, like, this whole, like, never outshine the master, or that, I hate that saying. I hate it because it's so much insecurity in that. And I've been around a lot of people that, you know, think that it should be that way. You know what I mean? Like, you're my boss and I shouldn't have a better car than you because you're my boss. Or, you know what I mean? You make so much more money than me and I live a way better lifestyle than you. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people, so even friends. You know what I mean? They make so much more money than me and they just, like, you know, and I'm like, stop bragging about how much money you make. It's not about how much money you make. It is, don't get me wrong, but it's so much more to that. You know what I mean? If you understand where I'm going. But it just was interesting because it just seems like, you know, I know this is entertainment and, you know, we want, you know, I mean, not saying we, but the individuals, you know, the podcast world or whatever, you want the views, you want the engagement, you want people to, you know. But I don't know if they're just arguing for the sake of argument. You know what I mean? And it's pretty heated, a heated conversation. You know, people are raising their voices and taking their clothes off. I mean, you know, not clothes, but like, you know, removing a jacket, or Joe went to go smoke a cigarette outside. And it's very interesting because as a whole, the JBP podcast has taken a turn in as far as how, what they cover. You know what I mean? Yeah, they cover hip hop. But they really just, you know, kind of changed their formula to just speak about, I guess, you know, evergreen topics or, you know, topics that are outside of hip hop, to even separate themselves from association, or even, like, for instance, the BET Hip Hop Awards were on last night and, you know, they had the best hip hop platform, and it was like Drink Champs, Carisha, Complex, Million Dollars Worth of Game, LA Leakers, Versus. I'm trying to think of what else. A few others. Drink Champs won, sharing it, because it was a tie with Carisha, Please. That was extreme payola, extreme confusion. It's pretty distasteful. It sucks. It's inaccurate, because I'm not saying that show isn't good, but that show has been around for 6 months. And there's no way that you being around for 6 months, you can like outweigh or outshine Millions of Dollars Worth of Game versus, you know what I mean? Like versus got us through the pandemic. And you're going to say to Carisha, please, that shit is wild. And we need to have more conversation about that. And I salute The Breakfast Club for trying to get it out of Diddy on today's episode. Like, come on. And he's like, yo, basically he just said it like, hey, you know what I mean? Hey, if you winning, you winning. And you know why? Because he put that play in there. You know what I mean? Drink Champs is revolt. Carisha Please is revolt. It was heavy revolt. Rock Nation, Atlantic. You see the ties in that show. And I'm not saying it was a biased view of a show, but to me it was like a biased view because, I don't know, like I didn't get that Blast or whatever his name is or Blue went through all of his hits that he should have performed. You know what I mean? Like, and then performed the French Montana record feature. Amazing song. I like the song. Don't get me wrong. I was like, wow, this is a song. I mean, you know, I was even trying to Shazam it real quick, but it didn't, you know, I was so I could get that song, but it didn't work out. But anyway, back to it. I want to hit the BET Awards, but if I don't, I don't, because my main thing was just to jump on here to talk about this contract situation with them. And I'm not for any more podcasts going through shifts of like the podcast host, because it ruins it. And I mean, in a sense, it can definitely ruin it, or it can bring some different energy. We got to see that with the JBP. We all loved Maul and Rory, that whole cast. But obviously, things happened, and you know, they went their separate ways. Another thing about this episode that, or this recap of this episode I'm watching, shout out to that because it's pretty cool. Joe said that Rory and Maul didn't do anything for the JBP, and I know it's opinions. I know the whole world is getting on anybody coming, jumping on behind a camera, jumping behind a microphone, speaking their opinions. But get over yourselves, thinking that you guys are the only said individuals to share opinions, because you rapped at a point. So now you're a journalist sharing your opinions. Be quiet. What Farrakhan say, the Honorable? You know, you should be quiet. Or I suggest you be quiet. Or whatever he said. Because it just don't make sense how these guys pointing. You know what I mean? Like, I would get back to my point. If I subscribe to Tidal, if I'm a consumer of hip-hop, if I consume these products that you fucking rappers and whatever fucking shitheads want to push towards us, then I have right to critique the shit. You know what I mean? It's pointless to think that we can't have a say-so because we're like the consumers of it. Why do you think Yelp is there? You know what I mean? For the consumers. Anyway, niggas be getting me tight with that rhetoric. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a bullshit. I'm not a bum. I'm far from fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm living better than a lot of these rappers that want to talk shit. And that's a fact. It's a fact. I'll say that again. But anyway, that's ridiculous to say that Rory and Maul didn't have no, you know what I mean? Like, because I was a JB fan from the jump when it was Marissa and Rory. Or even just, was it just Rory and Joe at one time? Or at a time it was. I don't know if that was after the Marissa got fired. See the trajectory? But I was a fan. And I was a fan then, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Rory, Marissa, and Joe. But I could tell you 100% when Maul got on the show, that's when I really, really was like, this is a great, great show. But anyway, just my little opinion, Joey and all you other guys. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, y'all are giving content to the YouTube guys like us and the other, the Stops and all these other people, Chigs, Smooth, and anybody in it. Yes, you are. You're giving us great content to talk about because that's what it's about. In this day and age where we have the ability to pull up a phone or get behind a camera and talk our shit, you better believe that there's going to be more of this coming until y'all probably really, really try to put a cap on it. You know what I mean? Just like people are saying, yo, get the money now because they're going to put a, you know, it's glitches in it. You could get in and get your bread. But once they find out the glitches, it's over for the niggas like us trying to get bread. Because, you know what I mean? Future made a great record, you know? Trap niggas. And God's blessing all trap niggas. You know what I mean? But the other higher powers, or not a higher, but the other powers that want to exist don't want that for us. You know what I mean? So we gotta improvise. We gotta find a way or make one. Shout out to CAU, Clark Atlanta University, my alma mater, our alma mater. You know what I mean? My alma mater. How you say that shit? You know what I mean? Culture for service. You know what I mean? It's my duty to do this. You know? It's my duty as a person or representative of culture to provide the services. You know what I mean? I find a way or make one. That is so real because at a time I was at a you know, ideas or you know, people weren't hiring me. People, you know, were judging my past, judging my mistakes, and you know, so much went into that, and I had to find a way. You know what I mean? Or you make one for yourself, and you know, with the help of a lot of people, or I guess the small circle of people, we created Leopold Jacobs, 1983. We created, you know, these opportunities to earn and to do for ourselves and to implement morale. You get what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? Because the more entrepreneurs, somebody said this, the more entrepreneurs you hire, or the, not saying hire, the more entrepreneurs that are out, that'll change the workforce. That'll change the climate in the workplace. That'll change this shit where we don't got a slave. We don't gotta, you know, sell ourselves short, or we don't gotta be submissive, or we don't have to have, you know, incompetent individuals that are at the hierarchy of work, you know, telling us what to do, or trying to tell us what to do, or tell us what to wear to work, or tell us how to rock our hairs, or we can't be expressive with jewelry or tattoos. That shit is dead. You know what I mean? That time of that day is dead. So I know I'm going, but I think it's interesting and it's all relative. And it's shocking to me that they're having that debate of contracts. You know what I mean? Because I want to know if the young boys and Ish and I mean Ice and Parks and the rest, like, what made them sign their contracts? What is in their contracts that makes it so nice and what makes it you know, so cool or whatever, or uncool for Ish to not sign his? You know what I mean? So very interesting. Hold 1 second. Yeah, but I think that it's very interesting that it's like that. Because I wouldn't think that they would have these issues. You know what I mean? To be real, I just wouldn't think that they would have these issues. 1 second.
You are now part of a community, in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment.
Yeah, but I'm back with more convo. I thought I would hit resume, pause, so I could just resume, but I guess I didn't. Yeah, it's just interesting to me that, you know, and like I said, in watching this whole debate, it's pretty interesting because I think it's fair. I think it should be that way. You know what I mean? And now, with this info, like, for anybody in the workplace or anybody that, like, a traditional, you know what I mean, where they gotta, you know, they gotta talk to a boss or somebody, a man, you know, somebody, whatever. Or they gotta negotiate their contract. You know, so it's like, if I'm ever in that arena again, and they have an at will, I'm gonna try to negotiate the same way. You know what I mean? Like, all right, it's an at will, then I should be able to quit at a drop of dime without giving you my 2 weeks notice or anything like that. You know what I mean? As the expansion of knowledge and understanding yourself and your wealth, then that these things should be implemented. You know what I mean? Because especially with the pandemic and COVID, we got to see that, you know, these traditional ideas or roles are pretty flawed. And not only that, you know, they're flawed, it's almost... Oh, hold 1 second. How you doing? I called. I let them know already.
You called them already?
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah, appreciate it. But like, not only you see the flaws of it, you get to see that that they could have implemented a lot of these things or these changes years ago or before. You know what I mean? Like, COVID brought out a lot, and it's like, it sucks. You know, people are getting hired easily now. You don't need to go this, that, the third, and it's just a lot that you know, these big jobs or whatever swept under the rug or threw under the rug or just didn't, you know. And now that it's like, oh, now you can give everybody money. You know what I mean? Like, oh, now you can factor in the idea of canceling student loans and all that stuff. 1 second. Oh, that's somebody else. So it's just, you know, it's just that idea of it. It's pretty interesting. And I'm just on a tangent, but like, you know, I don't want to see any more podcasts. Hold real quick. I alerted. I gave them a heads up that I'm here.
What's the name, just in case?
Hassan
SQ. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, man. You know, like, you don't want to see the shifts. You know, it's interesting because a lot of the JBP was in or is in the memory, or even when we were active doing creative content. I share that all the time. You know what I mean? We had a lot of similarities, and we made a shift with hosts. That was documented. You know, they made a shift with hosts. They changed locations. You know what I mean? Their content has shifted from hip hop, in which we were talking about a lot of hip hop, but our episodes were like just regular life. Like, what's good in Atlanta? What did y'all do this weekend? Or what are y'all gonna do this weekend? Or where'd you go for this? You know, stuff like that. That was our conversation, and that's their conversation now. It's interesting to see, you know, because it adds a lot of friction. It adds you have to regroup, you know. Like Joe said, he almost lost a multi-million dollar business with the separation with Rory and Maul. The majority of the podcasts that are out now experienced these changes. You know, if you see Million Dollars Worth of Game did it. My Expert Opinion with Math Hoffa. Not Drink Champs, I wouldn't say. They still run up and running with their collective. But a lot of the podcasts that were on the JBP network, you know. So how you doing, sir?
Right, not bad. How about yourself?
You doing well, man. How much
I got you at 54?
All right, yeah. That's all yours, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. You too, boss. Yeah. If you want to know where I'm at, I'm at the dispensary. And yeah, they got curbside pickup. It's pretty amazing. It's the best shit that happened. when I moved to the Bay Area and I got to go, you know what I mean? It was the best shit. Cause you get all the best weed right at your hands. And now I'm revisiting that. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure this weed is, you know, the Cali dispensaries are better. You know what I mean? But I don't have any complaints at all. You know, it's pretty amazing. And they got these deals and shit. Like, you buy street weed or black market weed, niggas don't give you deals like that. You know what I mean? Because I got four bags. You know. And I just spent $55. You heard him. I mean, $54. I gave him $60. Nice tip. But you're not getting those deals on the street. You know, niggas are trying to beat you over the head. They're trying to tell you that it's the Zai and it's nah. Or, you know, or they may short you a few nugs of your 3-5. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like. And then you got to trust the quality. You know what I mean? Like, niggas is handing out that fat. Niggas is handing out that pack. So, but anyway, like I said, I don't want to see any more podcasts go through shifts. You know what I mean? Like, even like with the Beloved Talk podcast, where we went through two shifts already. You know what I mean? We lost Zay, lost Tomlon. Due to whatever reason, you know what I mean? Which is all fair. There's no animosity. Zay is still fam and Tomlon is Tomlon. I'd never had a rapport with Tomlon, you know what I mean, prior to, you know what I mean? Here's the hilarious shit how niggas are like weirdos. And no disrespect to Tomlon, I don't care about saying this shit to him. I used to follow him, Tomlon. Nigga never followed back. Not saying niggas that follow you. I mean, people that you follow, they have to follow you back. But we all at the same, you know what I mean? Like, Tomlon probably funny, is funnier than me, but he's not more popping than me. He's probably more popping with followers and all that, but he's not popping, if you understand what I'm saying, more than me. And that's a fact. He's funny. I respect him what he does as an influencer, a comedian, all of that shit. But, and I take that back. I'm not saying I take it back. Here's the thing. You would think it would be mutual. It would be a mutual respect because we're both at a point of achieving our goals or attaining our goals or going about what we want to do in life. Right? You know what I'm saying? So I'll keep it at that. But I'm not taking anything back what I just said. I'll keep it at the secondary. And there's no animosity, like I said. But it just was weird that I was followed. A nigga didn't follow me until he joined the show. It was like, oh, I guess it's time. You know, that'd be very hilarious if he still was on the show and he was like, I still didn't follow you. You know what I mean? Like, but respect to Tomlon, he's doing him. They doing them. But we got shifts. And now I don't think we have Crystal anymore. And I don't even know Marcus is, you know, our producer. You know what I mean? Because he hit us with some shit like, yo, you know what I mean? I'm gonna take some steps back, and you know what I mean. I you know, like, y'all gonna need an editor. Y'all know, you know. He still offered his set to us, but the set, we had to furnish the set. You know what I mean? And it's nothing wrong with that. It's a couple hundred dollars. It's light. You know what I mean? But, you know, when she started talking that, like, yeah, editing, and then y'all probably going to need another cameraman. I was like, oh, so you, and I said it in the our group chat, oh, so you done. You jumping shit, my nigga. And niggas was like, no. But I know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got a whiff of what we were doing and said, yo, can we utilize your services? And he said, yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Go do you. But it's hard to be a producer, an editor, and a cameraman for multiple podcasts that aren't paying you necessarily. You know, you weren't paying Marcus. You know what I mean? So, but that's how you got to go in it a lot of the times. You got to start paying these motherfuckers. And that's why I always came with my budget or my bag, because paying niggas gets the job done. And I'm not saying niggas are, you know, like easy to get over because you could just give them some dollars. No, I'm just saying that, you know, it's better to pay people instead of trying to get favors done and shit like that, because that's when the bullshit happens and niggas be like, oh, my bad, you know what I mean? But like, you know, I expressed to Flea, you know, we got something, we had something, we still have something with Beloved Talk. And if him and I are going to carry it on and do it, we got all the rights and we have all the opportunity to get it popping. Because that nigga got he's smart. And he's fearless, and he's Flea. You know what I mean? Like, come on, like, niggas is in a loop. Niggas is out and about. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is seasoned. You know what I mean? Niggas may try to act like, you know, myself or comparables aren't really, you know, popping or influential. You know what I mean? And you'll be hard pressed to believe that. You know what I mean? Because my DNA is in everybody that does creative work on Staten Island and in the areas that I've been in Atlanta, even in the areas in San Francisco. Because I'm gonna tell you this, how influential I am. I had a baby while I was out in San Francisco living out there, right? Leo. Tara and I made Leo. His name was Leo. I went to work, told everybody my son's name is Leo. Another couple, and I love this couple that we used to work there. They had a baby. Guess what they named their son? I'm gonna give you some time. Guess. Give me a few more seconds. Gio. Not Leo. They named him Gio. G-E-O. And that's a small sample set of my influence. You know what I mean? But if you can note, we started creative content in like July or August of 2014 maybe, or 2015, and if you can. If you go, you could see all the podcasts that started after us. And not like they can't start podcasts, but yeah, you can see that. You know what I mean? I started the hot seat. Somebody came with the cool table. It's fair. Nothing wrong with that. But you can't deny the DNA. You know what I'm saying? I started a clothing line, and now there's 300 niggas on Staten Island that have clothing lines. You know what I mean? We started Leopold Jacobs 1983. Our slogan is original since 1983. We are an upwardly mobile business profession. You know, we're a lifestyle brand, modern and urban. You know what I mean? For the upwardly mobile business profession. You know what I mean? There's a new new brand out called Since 1982. Another brand called Since Birth or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Even my man Q. You know what I mean? Leopold Jacobs, 1983. His company was called EST. 1359. And his shit was like, it's not when you were born. It's where you were born. Totally knocking my company. I never said anything to the guy, but I'm like, damn, bro. I could keep going. And I could call, and I could continue calling out people's names. You know what I mean? But it may sound like I'm bitter or I give a shit, in which I don't. However, I have to tell you about these things. I have to. You know what I mean? I have to. You know? I'm transparent. You know? I want everybody to win. I want all of these brands and these companies and all of these things to win. You know what I mean? It's even how more so, you know, maybe a few of these people just stole content, like, in a malicious manner or did it, like, in a corny manner. But a lot of these brands, I was on the phone with them. I was in text messages or face-to-face giving them this expertise or giving them these ideas or giving them these the motivation. Not even ideas, just the motivation, just to say, yo, you should do this or you can do that. You know, you can do that. You know? You have the ability. You know, one of my best friends or good buddies, I'm not going to say his name, 50K bonus this year. Should have been more, right? What I tell him, hey, go get your house and go get your Rolex. That's motivation. Yeah, I'm older than him for him a little bit. He makes way more money than me. But that's the motivation right there. Because I know he's been, you know, very, very vocal about him getting his house. He's been looking at houses for the past 2 years. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just not easy as people think to buy a house, whether you have the money or not. You know, you have everything to get it. It's just not that easy. You know? You know, so that's what it's about. But anyway, I'm at my crib. I've been talking to you. I didn't even get into the BET Awards, but I just thought the Drink Champ shit with Carisha Please was just ridiculous. But who am I to, you know, I just have to say something because it's this thing about accuracy. It's this thing about who's really moving the pulse. And yeah, I'm not knocking her. You know, she has some great shows with great episodes, but it's no way possible you could be in business for 6 months and you captured, you should be able to you know, if anybody, Versus should have won with Drink Champs or $1 million worth of game. You know what I mean? How is Complex still up there? How is Complex still up there as a hip hop platform? Let me know. Cause they do the sneaker show. It's Hossie's Highs, I'm out.
You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment.